It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about the lady in the bay window, the true story of a haunted Sheffield home with author William C. Grave. As a skeptic, William never believed in ghosts or the paranormal until he purchased his current residence 18 years ago. His first experience was when he drove by the house with a friend, and his friend said, "It's a lovely house, but who's the old lady in the bay window?" William saw no one, but his friend saw her, and several other people have seen her since. In his new book, The Lady in the Bay Window, William shares his experiences living in a very haunted home. In the book, he shares 25 stories of paranormal activity that have happened in his house, from sightings of apparitions to strange footsteps and poltergeist activity. To help explain the strange occurrences, he brought in a paranormal investigation crew and a local spiritualist medium who came highly recommended. Together, they attempted to unravel the mystery of William's haunted home. After 18 years of living with paranormal activity, William still thinks of himself as a skeptic. However, now he says he's a skeptic with an open mind. Today on The Grave Talks, The Lady in the Bay Window, a conversation with author William C. Grave. I want to know, before we start talking about the book, The Lady in the Bay Window, it's the true story of a haunted Sheffield home. I want to talk about your life before then. Had you ever had any kind of paranormal experiences happen to you before then? Because England, let's face it, is known for, there's a lot of hauntings, let's just say.
So yeah, before I bought the house, I mean, I was 19 years old when I bought the house. I hadn't had anything paranormal happen to me. So nothing at all had ever happened that I couldn't really explain. So yeah, I came to this house as a complete and utter skeptic. a very logical person, although I was young and daft, probably at 19 years old. I was a very logical person and still am.
Did you kind of hear stories and thought, maybe those people are just kind of full of it? Is there really anything there to the paranormal? Were you kind of like that? Or did you think, maybe I'm intrigued by it?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard stories from people that I really trust. I mean, my mom once told me the story of her granddad came to see her the night before she gave birth to my brother. And she said that he sat on the end of the bed. She'd never had any paranormal experiences before that. And apparently he came and sat on the end of the bed and spoke to her. Now, I know there's an awful lot of drugs involved in childbirth. but she genuinely swore that she had a full-blown conversation with her granddad who'd passed. So
that's beautiful.
And I believed everything my mom would say. She had no reason to lie about it. And she'd never had any experiences since then either. So it's, yes, there are people that have said things to me that they've had experiences before. And I've never ridiculed anyone. I've just kind of said each to their own. That's your story. Until I see something, I'll believe it when I see it, or when I hear it in this case as well at my house.
So I am impressed that at 19, you were able to buy a house. So hats off, because that's pretty impressive to do that so young. How were you kind of drawn to this home? Did it end up being in your price range?
It was a strange one, really. So at the time, I'd just passed an apprenticeship at a local car retailer for quite a big car manufacturer. And I was a sort of mechanic parts person at the time. And the sales department, the sales manager kept asking me to come and work with him. He said I was very good at talking. I couldn't shut me up. So he said, come and work in the sales team and you can earn a good living. And to be fair, I went and worked in that sales department and I was earning more money than I could spend. And my fiance at the time, I actually got engaged to her out in the States. And I came back and she said, look, you're not spending your money on anything else. Why don't you look for a house? And we found a house, which was sort of 5 minutes drive from my mom and dad's house. So I didn't want to be too far away from family, but not too close either. And we found a lovely, lovely property. Everything was going through. We'd paid all the fees to move house. And about a week before we moved in, the owner of that house pulled out of the deal. So I was a little bit distraught that we'd lost quite a bit of money paying for all the fees, all the solicitor's fees and things. And then literally a day later, this property came up on the market. And my fiance phoned me while I was at work and said, I found a house. I really like it. And I drove to the house. And I've wrote about this in the book as well. I drove to the house to have a look from the outside and sort of looked at it and thought, it looks a little bit weather-worn from the outside. The windows need replacing. It needs a bit of work, but it's in a really lovely spot. And it looks a nice place. And this was the house that we ended up purchasing. And I've been here. I mean, that relationship, when we lived together, we only lasted together 4 months and we went our separate ways. But I've been here now 19 years. Coming up in a week's time, I've been here 19 years.
I have to say, after reading the book, that surprises me. You're still here.
A lot of people think I'm crazy for living here, which, I mean, some of the things that you will have read in the book, there's probably 3 or 4 things that really, really have scared me through the years. And there's something that wasn't, there's a couple of things that have happened since the book. I've had quite a lot of activity since finishing and publishing the book. And there's 2 things there that really, really scared me, shall I say. And I'm like I say, I'm a skeptic with an open mind now. I've been here 19 years. I've seen far too many things that I can't explain with my own eyes. I've heard too many things that I can't explain. And for 4 people to see the same old lady in my house that don't know each other and describe her exactly the same way, there's been 5 sightings of this old lady by 4 different people, in essence.
But not you.
I haven't seen her? And I've been there 3 of these occasions. I was there. I was there. I was looking in the right direction. I just didn't see her. I didn't see what they were seeing.
And at the beginning of the book, when you decide to buy the house, you drove by with one of your friends, and one of your friends says, who is the lady in the bay window?
Yeah. Yeah, so we pulled up. We were driving down the street. It's quite a steep road, and as we drove down the street, he pulled up on the left-hand side. Obviously, we drive on a different side of the car to you guys. But I looked up from the passenger side and pointed at the house. It was parked bang outside it, and I said, "It's that one there. It's number 333." And he sort of bent down and tucked his head across and looked across my chest and looked up at the house, because it's up on quite a sort of steep pitted path on the way up to the house. And he looked up at it and said, "Lovely house, but who's the old lady in the window, in the bay window?" And I kind of took another look at the house, and I knew that the house had been empty for 6 months. It had been renovated. There's no furniture in there. There's no radiator, no heating, no nothing in there. It's completely empty. And I knew nobody was in it. He said, "Yeah, there's a lady in the window." And he pointed his finger past me. I've put in the book that it was an oil-stained finger, because he was a mechanic friend of mine from work. And he pointed up at the window, and I was looking at the same house as him, at the same window as him. And he was saying he could see an old lady. And I was just saying, I can't see anybody there. There's nobody there. There's not even any curtains up. And as he drove away down the road, I sort of quizzed him on what he'd seen and said, what did this so-called old lady look like? And he said she was probably in her 80s. She had short grey permed hair. She had a dark cardigan, a white blouse on. And she was leaning with her arms on the bay window, looking straight out at the car with a real piercing stare, like she didn't want us parked outside the house. And I, at the time, again, I'm a logical person. I couldn't see it. I just thought he was winding me up. I thought he was joking with me to try and say sort of the house is haunted. You're moving into a haunted house. But I didn't see it. I didn't believe in anything like that. And that was that.
I think I'd have done the same thing. I think I would have dismissed it as he's just messing with me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But he was so confident in what he was saying. It didn't look like he was winding me up. And he's not the sort of character to do that, to be fair. I mean, he was a work colleague, but he was a good friend as well. We'd often go out for a drink together and things. And he was a good guy. And I just looked past it and thought, well, I can't see anything, and didn't think much more of it.
Did you know anything about the house's history? Like when it was built?
At that stage, no. I mean, I do now. I've done quite a bit of research for the book. So the house was built on the 25th of March, 1936. So it's not a ridiculously old house.
Not for England.
It's a pretty normal three-bed semi-detached house. So it does attach to another house. But they're very well-built houses, these. They've got very tall ceilings. They're quite characteristic. And the walls are very thick, so you can't hear anything from next door. So there are some stories of noises in the house and footsteps and things like that. There's nothing. I've actually tested this while the neighbour's been away. During COVID, she actually moved down south, and we were still hearing the footsteps, and we were still hearing the banging noises and doors opening and closing and things. It's not something from next door. I can definitely rule that out.
And what's interesting is, because your relationship didn't work out, that first one when you were 19,
yeah,
you end up needing roommates. And there's kind of this revolving door of roommates that, and your yeah. buddies who have moved in and out over the years until now. Now you're married with a child.
Yes.
But yeah, so over the years, all these other people also had experiences in your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the majority of the book, I mean, the book comprises of 25 sort of stories, separate stories, if you like, all in chronological order since when I moved in up until, I think the last story was in March 2022. And yeah, there's only probably five stories that are actually about me. I think the rest of them are about family and friends that have lived in this house. For a couple of reasons, I'd move housemates in partly to help out with the bills and the mortgage and things, because living on your own wasn't easy. And the other side, just for a bit of company. I mean, I've got a pretty big house and I was living on my own and I had the space. And a lot of people at that age wanted to move out of the parents but couldn't afford to buy a house. So it just made sense to move them in. And a lot of them have experienced all sorts of things, sightings, noises, you name it. They've pretty much seen and heard it all.
In some rather terrifying things I felt had happened. And one of them was with one of your buddies who came in And he, I can't remember which one it was, but he saw something and he was like, I'm not coming back, and never did.
Yeah. So I've called him Brad in the book. So I've changed all the names and I've changed the address in the book due to it still being my family home. I needed to keep a bit of anonymity about it. So I've even written under a writer's name. So William Seagrave isn't my real name. I've written under a pseudonym. But yeah, Brad came around to the house. There were actually six of us there that day who witnessed what happened, but he was the only one in the room who actually saw what happened. And just to sort of long story short, the sofa that I was sat on with two other people lifted off the floor at one end, he says, by about 5 inches off the floor. Now, I was sat on this sofa. I felt it lift up and it banged back down to the floor. I had wooden floorboards back then and it made a huge bang as it hit the floor, this big heavy sofa. And the other three guys were sat on the other sofa, which was sort of facing the TV. And Brad was talking to me at the time it happened. So he saw exactly what happened and literally stood up from the sofa, grabbed his jacket, put his drink on the side and said, I'm going and not coming back. That is not normal. That is,
it's not
I don't
normal.
Want to see anything like that again. That is definitely not normal. And it's been 15 years since he's been to my house, and he used to come around two or three times a week. I mean, I still see him out and about every now and again. He lives quite local, but he would not step foot in this house until next week, because he's actually coming round a week on Friday to have a drink here and discuss what happened that night. Yeah, I had to speak to him about the story, so he knows about it. He knows about the book, and I got his feelings and everything about across for the book and everything. So yeah, I've spoken to him. He's coming around next Friday.
Okay,
which will be an interesting night.
This is interesting to me because you're there. He saw it. You're on the sofa.
Yeah.
You feel it. You hear it. There's no way a sofa just lifts up by itself.
No, absolutely not. It was a wooden framed sofa. I actually bought it off my mortgage advisor at the time. So the financial advisor that I spoke to, she was selling her sofas from home and she'd just having them recovered. They were big, sort of antique looking, heavy, heavy sofas, like wooden frame, heavy sofas, not like new style sofas. These were old sofas. And there's no way. I mean, it would take two people to lift them and it would be uncomfortable lifting them with two people. It was just a really, really strange occurrence that is not, for me as a logical person to look at it, it's not something that can happen. It cannot happen.
No.
But it did. But it did happen. So you try and explain that one. I can't explain that.
So with the way you think about things, and I totally understand being skeptical and... Because I think that you should look at everything with that skeptical eye. I think that it makes sense to do that as opposed to everything's paranormal. Obviously, this house is haunted. But when you encounter something like that that you can't explain, even though you're skeptical, it doesn't say you're a non-believer.
No. I think,
there's a difference.
Yeah, I think by the end of the book, I kind of start the book by saying I'm a skeptic, I'm a logical person. After living here for 19 years, I know now that I'm a skeptic, but I have an open mind to whatever's going on in the house. Now, is it spirits and ghosts? I don't know. I genuinely do not know, and I don't think anybody else could tell me it definitely is or isn't. Is it some form of science that we don't know about yet? It could be. I genuinely do not know. I don't know what it is that's causing the sightings, the noises, the things that move the poltergeist activity in the house. I genuinely have no idea what that force is, but I've seen it with my own eyes and it happens.
Because you really have had the full spectrum of activity in that house, from hearing voices to some people have seen things like the woman, the older woman. You've heard footsteps. You've had the sofa lift up. You've had things move and break and... So you've had this full spectrum of things that have happened in that one house.
I've even had a coin thrown at me. It was an American coin as well. But yeah, an American one penny or 1 cent, as we call it, was thrown at me as I was in the shower one morning. And that's a very strange story because I found that coin 3 days before, I kept finding this American coin every night when I went to bed. It was randomly placed in the middle of the carpet. And on the third day, it was on the middle of the stairs. It was the same coin, or it had the same date on it. And it just, on the fourth day, it was thrown at me in the shower, and it's thrown with some force. I mean, I heard it hit the back of my leg with a slap, and then heard it sort of rattle in the bottom of the bath, because it's a sort of big bath with a shower in there. And a lot of people at that stage would think, you've got to go running, you'd be scared of that. But I think for me at the time, I was that excited that it happened, that something physical had happened to me by whatever force it is in the house. I sort of grabbed my towel, grabbed the coin, and ran into the room to shout my wife and say, you're not going to believe this. This has just happened. Yeah, it was just crazy.
When I read that story, I have a thing about pennies being from my dad. And when I need some reassurance, I have a difficult time in my life, I'm upset, I always seem to find them. So that kind of resonated with me in a different way. Because when I find a penny, I get really excited. I think it would be strange to find, you know, a euro or something laying around my house. I mean, I do have some, you know, because I've traveled, but they're not just around my house. Like, where would that come from? Just in the middle of your...
I'm exactly the same, Carol. I've traveled. I've been to the States. We used to have family in the States. And I've got a friend of mine who lives in Santa Monica. And he was actually due to visit me the week after all these events happened. And I read online, I was Googling, after the third night that I found a coin randomly on the floor that was the same coin that I kept putting away in a drawer, and it kept reappearing. Now, there's only me and my wife in the house for those 3 days, and nobody else visited this house, and nobody else could have done it. I don't believe for one second that my wife did it, and there's no way that anybody could have thrown it at me in the shower, because I was the only one in the room, and the door was shut. So, yeah, for the coin to be thrown at me in the bath, and definitely nobody around there. And obviously you've read the next bit of the story, is the fact that I left the coin on my bedside table and I went and did a few work calls, a couple of Teams calls, and then came downstairs to make a cup of tea, being a true Brit. After I'd had my cup of tea, I was speaking to my dad on the phone and basically said to him, the coin that keeps reappearing over the past couple of days has just been thrown at me in the shower. And now he loves all this paranormal stuff that happens here. He loves all the stories about it. So he basically said, where is it now? I said, well, it's on my bedside table. And I went back upstairs. He said, go and check if it's still there. I want to see if it's still there. Now, I'd taken a photo of it on my bedside table. So it was sat there on a mirrored table. There were a few droplets of water around it because it had come out of the bath. And when I picked it up, still on the phone to my dad, I sort of rolled it into the palm of my hand. And there were two coins there. So there wasn't just one, there were two coins there. And it just sort of, that did freak me out, because I know there was only one coin on that side.
Right.
I took a photo of it. I knew there was only one coin there. And then there were two American 1 cent coins. And when I Googled online to say, why am I finding American coins in my house in the UK? The general consensus was from spiritualist people saying, it's somebody's trying to tell you you've got a visitor coming from America. And my good friend and his girlfriend, who is American, were due to visit me the week after. And the good friend of mine that lives over there used to live in the house for 4 years as well. So he used to live here with me. He used to rent a room here for 4 years. If you're putting two and two together, that to me sounds about right.
Yes, except for the part that, like, why is it trying to get your attention to the point it would be thrown at you while you're taking a shower? It's like you've already gotten my attention.
I have no idea. There's no privacy in this house.
Obviously not. There was one story in there, though. I think I know me. I don't deal well in haunted environments. I would never sleep. I just would be nervous all the time. So I probably would have moved out by the time I was 19 and a half. But there was one story in there that just was so creepy to me that I think I would have had to have moved. And it was after a party one night, and I'll let you tell the story about the knives.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So At the time, I was living on my own. I'd been on my own for probably 6 months in the house. And a good friend of mine, who is pretty much, I treat her like a younger sister, she'd been begging to come and play poker. I used to play poker every Thursday night and have everybody around here and host a poker night. And there were probably 12 or 13 people every week on a Thursday. And we'd drink the night away, play poker, and have a good night. And it was generally, we called it lads' night. So it was sort of the boys' night out. But it was in my house. One particular week, she asked if she could come and play. She really wanted to come and play poker. She'd heard good things about it. And she then said, I've got a friend of mine that's looking to rent a room. She's looking for a place in Sheffield, which is where I live. Could she come round too? And I'll introduce her to you. And if you're interested in her moving in, she wants to pay rent. She's looking for a place. It'd be perfect for her. Now, she came to the poker night. I agreed terms with her that night. The guys seemed to get on with her really well. She basically moved in the next day. But while we were sat at the poker night, a few of the guys said, it'd be good if you had a housewarming party for her. Now, at the time, I was sort of in my early 20s and thought, yeah, I love a party. Let's do it. So I arranged for that Saturday night to have a barbecue, get some beers, and we'll have a bit of a housewarming party for her moving in. And we did. We had a great night. It got to the early hours of the morning and everybody started leaving and ordering the taxis. And one of the guys turned around to me. He was a friend of a friend. I've called him Seth in the book. And he turned around and said, I'm trying to get a taxi, but I'm struggling. I'm on my own. Do you mind if I just go home in the morning and I'll order a taxi in the morning? And I said, well, yeah, that's fine. You can sleep on the sofa. I'm going to switch all the lights and things off. I'll leave my keys in the back of the door. And I'll go, I'm going to go up to bed. So myself and the lady who just moved in went upstairs to our respective rooms. And I woke up, I got rudely awoken at 9 o'clock in the morning with a stinking hangover by the noise of a British black cab outside. These taxis make a horrendous noise. And I could hear that. And then I heard my front door slam shut. I heard the keys jangling the back of the door. The door was shut. I know that for a fact. At 9 o'clock in the morning, that door was opened and then slammed closed. Now, at 11 o'clock, I woke with a bit of a headache and I walked downstairs. So 2 hours later after that, I walked downstairs knowing that my front door wasn't locked. And as I looked up, my front door was just ajar. So it was open. It wasn't fully closed, but it wasn't fully open. It was sort of a couple of inches open. I thought, oh no, I've left the door unlocked and somebody's burgled me. Now, bear in mind, I've lived here now 19 years. It's a very nice neighborhood. Touch wood, I've never had any trouble. It's a nice place. I walked downstairs, saw that my door was open and panicked and thought, oh no, somebody's broken in. And as I looked outside onto the path, I could see the lady who'd moved in. Her handbag was sort of strewn across the floor with all her belongings, her purse, her cigarettes, her phone. Everything was on the floor out of her purse. And I ran back upstairs and woke her up out of bed and said, you need to come and have a look at this. I think we've been burgled. And she came downstairs. She ran outside. She picked up a bag. I helped her pick up her belongings. And I said, is there anything missing? And she said, no, there's nothing missing, which is weird. I mean, why would somebody break in and just throw a bag on the floor, not steal anything? But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I've not been in the front room yet. I've not checked if anything is missing. So very cautiously, I walked through the door at the bottom of the hallway into the front room. And as I walked in the front room, I looked up, and this was probably one of the scariest sights that I've seen in the house. There were five chef's knives, like long chef's knives, ranging from sort of 5 to 8 inches long. They were stuck in the floor, and they were buried about 2 inches into the wooden floorboards, and it was all the way across the foot of the door. They were in size order. They were pretty much equally spaced all the way across the foot of the door. And I looked around. Nothing was taken. I sort of told the lady to stay in the front room. I said, you stay here. I'm going to go and check the rest of the house. It looks like somebody's in the house. And I walked over the knives into the kitchen. As I walked in, there were a couple of cupboard doors that were open and the cutlery drawer was open. I could see the knife block on the side where the knife should have been housed. They were my knives, by the way. They should have been housed in the knife block, and they weren't. They were obviously in the floor. And I walked around the rest of the house, checked every room. There was nobody there. And I walked back to her, and she said, what the hell's going on? How has this happened? I said, I have no idea. And my first thoughts were, Seth is a friend of a friend. I don't know him that well. He seems a nice guy. But would he have done this as a practical joke? He didn't know of the hauntings of the house or anything like that. But I phoned him and I was quite infuriated that somebody had put knives in my floor. I mean, it had damaged the lovely oak floorboards. So I phoned him quite infuriated and said, what the hell have you done in the front room? What have you done with these knives? And he said, what are you talking about? I haven't done anything. And I said, so this isn't you. You've not left the house like this. And he said, no, I left at 9 o'clock this morning. I got in the taxi at 9 o'clock this morning. I phoned the taxi. I got off the sofa and I went straight in the taxi. Now that, to me, I've put in the book, and you've probably read this and said, how can it not be? But I've put in the book, look, I don't know if this is paranormal or not, because a logical person or a skeptic could say somebody broke in the house between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock that morning. Somebody could have walked in and done that. And I actually did an interview very similar to this a couple of weeks back, and he raised a very good point that these knives were 2 inches into the floor. Now, to do that into an oak floor would be very difficult, and it would make a hell of a lot of noise. My bedroom's bang above the living room where this had happened, and I didn't hear this happen. And for me to get the knives out of the floor, it was like, if you've seen Sword in the Stone, it was a bit like that, pulling each one of these knives out of the floor. It was quite tough to get them out of the floor. So they'd been driven in with some force. But yeah, that's the story of the knives at number 333.
That to me was so creepy because I could see, you know, you didn't know this guy very well. He could have gone through her purse, was trying to steal things from you. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Somebody breaking in. That makes sense. But even if someone broke in, why would they do that? That just takes time. And it would have been loud. You're right. I hadn't even thought about that. But
no, I've not thought about that before.
If you're going in to rob a house, now I have never done it. Full disclosure, I've never robbed a house. But if I was to, I think my plan would include getting in and out very quickly. Not taking the time to line up knives in order and get them 2 inches into the ground.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It makes
no sense.
It
was a really freaky sight to see, to be fair, first thing in the morning, especially when you've had a skinful the night before as well. So it was a bit of a shock to the system.
Didn't she leave pretty quickly? And
well, she stayed for a few months.
Okay.
And she was overdue on a rent by a couple of months. And one day she just didn't come home.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is she left all her belongings here. I managed to look up her dad because I believe at the time he was some sort of bishop. I think he was in Sheffield. So he was one of the clergy. I managed to get hold of him and just say, look, I've got all her belongings here, but I can't get in touch with her. She's not answering her phone. She's just gone AWOL. I cannot find her. But she owes me 2 months' rent. And he just said, I can't help you with the rent. That's her. But if you want to drop her things off, feel free to drop them off at our house. So I went and delivered her clothes around to his house, and I've never seen anything of her since. So whether she was, I also had this point raised to me last week, was she scared out of the house by something and didn't want to come back?
That's what I thought when I read the book, because she just took off.
Don't know. I do not know. I've never spoke to her since. Never been in contact with her since.
But she also did owe you money. And people who owe you money do tend to disappear.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it could be that. It's sort of open to interpretation, I suppose. I've always just thought it was because she owed me money and she just disappeared.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with William C. Grave about his new book, The Lady in the Bay Window, The True Story of a Haunted Sheffield Home. You can purchase the book on Amazon or wherever books are sold. You can also follow him on Facebook. Just search The Lady in the Bay Window. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up on patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists, but identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.